What's up, everyone, and welcome down to another pandemic episode of The Vault. There's really not much going on right now. There's no concerts going on anywhere. I'm kind of bored with fucking Amazon and Netflix, and it seems like this virus is just cruising right along right now, so I just kind of wanted to give everybody an update of what I'm doing and what everyone else is doing. Obviously, if you've read the socials on those that were part of the party of the Bass Strikes Back tour, those who were infected have seemed to recovered now, and everybody's on the mend. This put a little bit of a damper on us putting new music together, because obviously Gary and Tom can't get together, but Gary's writing stuff at home. So, you know, as soon as we can all get together again, that's going to start out. But basically, we just have to follow the rules. I mean, I guess isolating ourselves seems to be working. It's not getting outrageously crazily worse. So just, you know, try to do what they say, wear masks, wear gloves, wash your hands, keep your social distancing apart. We did, like I said, a couple of weeks ago when we were talking about this, because I believe it's been a couple of weeks since we've talked about, what's the date today, Wayne? April 14th. So doing this, nothing's been lifted yet, but it doesn't seem like it's getting outrageously crazily worse, although we need to keep just, you know, staying smart, staying inside. I know it's hard as hell because the weather's getting nice. Everybody wants to go out and, you know, I want to ride my Harley. You know, everybody wants to go out and do stuff, but you can't really do that. Can't go to concerts right now. So you could buy, you can listen to music indoors. You know, Testament released their new album, Titans of Creation. So you might want to go. You can at least get that digitally and go out and get some new metal in you anyway, although you won't be able to be on tour. Doesn't look like for some time. Hopefully by late summer and fall that clears up, but it looks like festivals in Europe are already starting to cancel, and so it's just kind of, you know, the preparation that goes into those things is so huge. I can understand that, and the disappointment for everybody, because this is, you know, concert season and festival season, and everybody's looking forward to that sort of thing. So I just wanted to check in with you guys. Everybody's good on our side. Everybody seems to be healthy. Anybody who got sick got through it. We're just kind of waiting this out like everybody else is. Leave me comments. Let me know what you're doing, because when we do comments, we'll be talking about that. Well, I don't even have Walt in here right now because we're just trying to stay smart. Wayne and I are in here 6 feet away. He's over here. I'm over here. He's over there. I'm over there. So we're kind of trying to make that whole thing, you know, work while we're still being able to do this. Again, I don't have any new shitty movie reviews for you, and don't have any guests in, but we did have some episodes, which we are airing maybe one a week of different people. I believe this week is going to be Chad Zaliga from Breaking Benjamin. He also played in Black Label Society. He's now in Black Star Riders. He's going to talk about what it was like being in those bands, plus playing with the legendary Scott Garam of Thin Lizzy. So that's going to be an episode, actually. We're going to start airing up in tomorrow. And just everybody who's been hanging with, all the people that I've done cameos for, that's kind of been fun. It seems like we're inside and we're doing more of those. So if you need me to pep you up or whatever, just go to cameo.com and I will give you some type of shout out. I just shouted out to some guy this morning who just wanted to know what I was up to and what I was doing through the pandemic. So it's not always birthday greetings and stuff. And I'll, you know, tell you on what's going on personally if that's what you want to know. Also received a new shipment of stuff from Death Wish Coffee, and thank Jeff Ayers for all that. So we'll leave some stuff on Facebook. Wayne's going to start giving out some Death Wish Coffee canisters. We have some coffee. We have some instant coffee. We always have tons of stickers and bandanas and those kind of things. So I just want to thank those. Obviously thank Will Hebner from Toy Slayer for keeping the set always lit and alive. And if you haven't gotten any of your shirt, we still have shirts, don't we? Greyhavenmedia.net. You can get your Zetros Toxic Vault t-shirt and patches and posters and that sort of thing. So, which I will sign personally if you come in. So we are still, we're still doing business kind of just on, not on the uppity like we had done so in the past. And we will get back to that. I promise you. Wayne and I are already talking to many people right now that we want to have in as guests from all different types. We want to have guys we've had in the past. Juan Ortega from Trident Studios is going to come in. We're going to talk about some albums and stuff he's done. He's recently worked on the New Testament. We wanted, and the New Hatriot. We want to talk to him about that, and just other guests that we want to get in, other musicians, other people, other Bay Area legends that you guys all know and have heard of, and that, you know, we want to talk to see what happens. So all I can say is just sit tight through the pandemic. We're with you. I'm with you. We'll try to give you maybe one of these a week now just to let you know what's going on. If I watch something on TV or if you watch something, you can leave me messages on old episodes. It doesn't matter. We still get them all. And so we see Wayne and I and Walter see everything that you guys write. So send us some more stuff. We'll put it up on the set. Toys are always welcome. You guys know that, right? And then remember to share my channel. And when I was on tour on the Bass Strikes Back, so many more new subscribers were hitting it. And I think that was great because you guys were all sharing the videos of the tour and the crowds together. And please keep that up. And if you haven't, subscribe to my channel, obviously, because that's what keeps us going. And it makes me feel good when I see the numbers go up. Kind of a little smile, little go feel. Wayne gets all happy. You know, see the numbers? He gets all happy with that face of his. So it's great. So you guys, vaulters, just hang on through this. Please stay safe and stay healthy. I know I'm not a conformist. I hate to do what anyone tells me to do. But this time around, keep your distancing, wash your hands, and let's stay safe and healthy. And I will see you in the vault real soon.